Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Glenn Marino, who is the CEO of GE Money Sales Finance. How you doing, Glenn?
Great, Kemp. And yourself?
I'm doing well. I'm glad you could be with us. Actually, you were in the news last week. Actually, some big news. You know, when you start thinking about offering private label financing at retail, you guys have been making some major inroads, developing relationships, you know, with CCA Global and Mohawk. And then just recently, I guess you decided to take the portfolio from Citi. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, just last week we came to terms with Citibank to buy the majority of what we call the sales finance portfolios and programs they have with, you know, thousands of retailers in flooring and home furnishings, among some other areas. So we're excited about it. You know, it adds to our portfolio of relationships, and I think it just strengthens the things that we think we do well in the marketplace and how we can help retailers grow.
Okay. So the relationships that Citi had, since most of our audience is focused in flooring, those relationships that Citi had in flooring, you now take over that business.
That is correct. I mean, the principal relationship there would be Shaw.
Right.
We already have, and as you mentioned earlier, our CCA,
right,
who joined our group of partners just in the last 4 months.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And you've had an ongoing one with Mohawk for a while, haven't you?
Oh, for many years.
Right. All right. So, you know, I looked at your website prior to this interview so I could just ground myself, and actually was interested to see the little tagline. It says, GE Money from Automotive to Flooring. So I guess flooring is pretty important to you, isn't it?
Incredibly important. We, you know, we've been in this space for well over 20 years. We love working with the regional and small mid-sized partners that come with a lot of the OEM and buying group programs. And we think, you know, we do a good job helping them grow their businesses and have built a bunch of capabilities that we think they can access.
Yeah, and actually, if you're buying flooring, that means you probably own a house, and which means you probably aren't a real high credit risk.
No, not at all.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So the other areas where you focus, I mean, I know you do consumer electronics, you do heating and air conditioning. I mean, there are basically, by looking at your website, there are about four different areas that you focus on, aren't there?
That's correct. Really, it's consumer electronics, it's furniture, it's flooring, it's automotive aftermarket, and surprisingly, we have one of the largest healthcare financing programs principally for elective procedures and things like dentistry and veterinary.
Okay, procedure. Interesting. Well, and that's got to be growing. Everybody's got a pet now.
That's correct.
Yeah. All right, well, one of the things I always like to ask when I talk to you guys, and for the retailers that are out there that have not yet considered offering a private label financing program, I mean, there's a lot to be gained from that. Why don't you run us through the benefits of that?
Well, I think there's two main benefits. One is, you know, we think of ourselves as providing the buying power for people to make the purchases they want and need. And the benefit of a private label program really transcends that of many other lending vehicles or purchasing vehicles, in that we compartmentalize the loan for that particular purchase. And so at the end of the day, the consumer is able to get buying power for what is generally a somewhat more expensive product. It's compartmentalized, meaning we can generally buy a little deeper than general purpose credit cards. And then lastly, I think the products we offer resonate more with consumers in that they often contain promotional programs. So it could be a deferred interest product, or it could be an equal payment monthly vehicle that pays off over a set number of months.
Mm-hmm. So the consumer goes in, and they have the option of putting the purchase on their Visa or MasterCard, but if they go with a program like yours, it helps increase the average net ticket. They're able to perhaps carpet an extra bedroom or, you know, buy a little bit more flooring. But I think the big thing is that you're able to hold on to the relationship, because in many of these programs, the account is actually has the store's name on it, right?
Oh, for sure. The opportunity, especially in today's day and age, you'll see that general purpose credit cards, and you read about this in the paper, that credit lines are being reduced, that when expiration dates come up, consumers may not get the same card that they had perhaps just a year ago. So generally, across the United States, consumer revolving credit, the lines available are shrinking. Mm-hmm. So consumers actually have less buying power today than they did 3 years ago.
Right.
We provide the buying power so that the consumer doesn't have to settle for a particular product, but get literally the product they want. It could be and cover the number of rooms they want, or the quality of the product they want. And again, we do so with a series of products that are tailored for the retailer. Retailer can choose which product they want to offer, that they want to offer a 12-month promotion, a 24-month program, perhaps even a equal pay 60-month program. But the consumer has the ability to look across our different products, choose what's best for them and their consumers, and you know, we have the products that they think resonate very much with them and with the ultimate end buyer.
Yeah. Well, and if anybody's interested in this, I think you have a website that's gemoney.com for more information.
That
right?
is correct.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
correct.
Let me ask you one last thing, Glenn. We're in this recession, been in one for several years, and you're in the business of offering credit. Is that a risky place to be nowadays, or are there still plenty of people out there with good credit?
Oh, there's tons of people with good credit. I mean, our approval rates are not materially different than what they were just a few short years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think consumers are managing their wallet a little bit differently,
mm-hmm.
but you know, our job is to create the expertise and the knowledge that allows us to work in and succeed in any environment and help our partners succeed. And that's why we're in the space. That's why we want to grow, continue to grow in that space, because that's what we think we do really well. And I think that's what how we serve our constituency.
Well, I got to hand it to you. I'm glad you've picked the flooring interior surfaces business as being one of your focuses, because I think it helps the business.
Yeah, we love it.
Yeah. Well, so we've been talking to Glenn Marino, who is CEO of GE Money Sales Finance, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.